Well, hello everybody out there in Music Video Land, and welcome to another episode, episode 101. That's right, 101 episode of the Music Video Land podcast, brought to you by your super good friends here at IMVDB, the Internet Music Video Database. My name is Adam Farrow. I work on the IMVDB, the Internet Music Video Database, and with me, as usual, is somebody who loves to clean his parents' kitchen. It's Mr. Doug Klinger. How are you, Doug?
Doing super good. Used some Pledge, so...
Was it lemon Pledge or just the regular kind?
Just straight up Pledge. I don't mess around.
That's good. And then, as usual as well, we have Mr. Adam Alexander from Fringe Music Fix, all the way up there in Sudbury, Canada. Ontario, Canada, excuse me. Adam, how are you?
I'm very good. That's very good.
And then we also have a special guest on the podcast for number 101. We have... Danielle, and I'm going to ask you, we have Adam who specializes in pronouncing French-sounding last names. Would you categorize your name last name as French-sounding?
It's actually French-Canadian, so...
Whoa. So, Adam, I'm going to text you the name over here. So if you could say that for us.
Give it a shot. Yeah, so it would be, you want the whole, okay, I'm going to do the whole thing here, Robarge. That's pretty good, eh?
That's not bad, yes. Daniel,
you got to roll the R's.
Robarge Rusk of Film Athens and the Sprockets Music Video Festival, which will be happening this July. How are you, Danielle?
I'm good, very good.
And we're having you on because Sprockets is coming up in July. I went to Sprockets last year, and it was awesome. I am in Durham, North Carolina, so it's a pretty quick trip down the highway for me. And you are currently in the call for entries, and when is that ending?
Well, our early deadline is the 15th. Which just means you get a little discount on the entry fee, so it's $25, and then it goes up to $35 for the last 2 weeks. So the final deadline is April 30th.
And then the actual date of the Sprockets weekend is, I think it's the weekend of the 18th of July.
Yes, July 18th and 19th. So nice. There'll be two music video shows and some other stuff that we're working on.
That's right. Some of those things involve us, so you should definitely be tuned into, of course, our blog and Facebook and all the other things to check that out. Like I said, I went last time. It was just me by my lonesome. But this year,
not at the whole fest. It wasn't just you at the fest.
That's right.
It was just me and Adam, and
which is cool. I mean, still probably a lot of fun
in a giant empty room watching music videos. this year Doug will be coming down, which is exciting.
It's actually up for me, but that's fine.
Whatever.
Because you're gonna go to Durham and then come down. So.
Well, all right. So then that would be down if I did that. That's fine.
We've had this exact conversation more than once over the last few days, so I'm just gonna let it go. So last year the program was really, really interesting because it was a really interesting mix of like a few music videos that I've seen, but a lot of international music videos. And one of the things you add to the program, and there is an entire screening for this, are music videos in the Athens, Georgia, and kind of Georgia area. So for this upcoming one, you said you have been getting a lot of international entries.
Oh, yeah. I pulled up the list. I mean, the most recent ones, we got one in just not too, half an hour ago or so from Iran. So Tehran. Wow. And then London, Istanbul, Athens, Georgia, Chicago, Paris. So those are like the recent ones. I mean, it's interesting to see, like, we're getting a lot of videos from Israel.
Is there a trend in the videos that you're getting from Israel, or is it all sorts of different stuff, or do they deal with similar subject matters or anything like that?
Actually, I don't watch any of the videos until the call for entries is over, so...
That's fair.
Well, I'm looking at the list right now, but, I kind of just, make sure that people are getting in the signed entry form and all that kind of stuff. So I don't really even pay close attention. Just make sure that, you know, because I get a lot of questions about, they're easy questions like, do they have to be released in the last year? Which, no, we take videos from any time. So, you know, I spend a lot of my time now just answering emails and things like that.
That's an interesting rule, though. I've not seen that. So you would take a video from any year?
Yeah, yeah. And it was kind of cool because one year we had, it was a live footage video of a band that the lead singer had passed away like 15 years ago, and someone finally just made it into a video. And so it was some footage that a lot of folks hadn't seen before, and it was pretty cool. So, but the video itself was, you know, 15 years old or more.
Wow. Now, the other thing that is in the program, and I hope it is in for the 2014 festival, are these little shorts by, I believe it's Flickskinny. Will they be in this year's program?
Absolutely, absolutely.
So these are little cartoons, and I'll link to my favorite one, which actually played at the festival last year. These are little that's the one with the architects where the band gets invited. So these cartoons are they. And I met the guy who makes these. I think it's a few people, and they go and get these kind of tour stories from bands, you know, in and around the Athens area, and then animate these stories, and they're hilarious. And this one that played last year that was great was about a band who, you know, was playing a show, and then they get invited after the show to a, you know, husband and wife's house, and things got awkward, but they're great, and they kind of break up the music videos, because I think there's maybe two or three in the program.
Yeah, we usually have two, so it kind of breaks up the, you know, the back to back music videos. And you know, what's great is, you know, the two guys, it's Clint McElroy and a guy named Jeremy, and they worked at a video store together and just started doing movie review comics. And then we just came up with the idea of like, hey, you know, could we animate something? And it was up to them what to do. And so they don't really know how to draw, and they didn't know how to animate anything, and they learned Flash on the fly. And so just their technique is very organic as far as putting them together, but they're just funny. But I know they've been doing interviews, and so they're going to be ready for the show for sure.
So tell us a little bit about, you know, because one of the things that it's kind of, I guess, one of the taglines for Sprockets is that it is has been going on. I think this is the 9th year or the 10th. Well, is it the 10th year? Because I read that it started in 2004. But in either case, it's been going on for a long time. What was the initial, start of it, you know, 9 or 10 years ago?
Yeah, the math doesn't add up because we took a little bit of time off in between. In 2004 was the first year, and probably a lot of folks have heard of Athens, Georgia, and it's a music town, and we're a film organization, so we just thought it was kind of a sneaky way to make music people watch film, and we started as part of a big music festival that we have here called AFFest. And you know, we've never had any rules that it was only Athens or only, you know, regional. But it just so happens because that was where our promotion was done. And then bit by bit over the years, we started getting entries in from other states, and it's just grown to getting entries from all over the world, which is really cool. So we added a second show just to kind of stay in touch with, you know, our roots as a local showcase of music videos. We added a Georgia music video show. So that'll be all the Georgia entries. And then we'll have an international ones. And folks who are in Georgia, if they enter a video, it can get into both. So it's not going to be no Georgia videos in the international one. So,
yeah, there were a few last year, I think. And I think actually one, the one that won was a Georgia music video.
The Grape Soda video won.
That's right.
Best music video. And that was the judge's choice because we have, you know, a set of judges that are, you know, not necessarily, you know, we'll usually get one or two that are from Athens, but we had folks from LA and New York and all over. And still Athens video won. So that was kind of cool.
And you got some
And that's a hilarious video. I mean, the lineup for that you guys put together with, you know, last year's music videos is really neat. And I was looking at it tonight and there's a few videos that are just, you know, still, because you have all the views, which is great, and there's still some of those videos just, I think, need to be seen by more people.
and you've got some judges already lined up for this year, right? Who do you guys have?
Yeah, do you want to know now? I haven't told anyone yet.
Ooh, oh, yeah, let's break it here on the podcast.
Okay, so we haven't confirmed our fifth judge. Oh, but I need help pronouncing one of the judges' names.
We can give it a shot. We're really awful. We have a terrible track record of
pronouncing
people's names.
Well, it's French Canadian, so
there we go. Yeah.
We're not so awful because we got Adam, and so good.
All right. So it's you guys know it's Lewis. You guys talked, didn't you?
Right. I don't know how to say his name either.
Calabro.
Calabro.
There we go. Yeah.
Calabro.
Louis Calabro.
Yes. So he is the director of awards and special events at the Academy of Canadian Cinema, and which is pretty cool. And he's also the founder director of the Prism Prize, which is the Canadian music video competition that they have there,
which Emily Kai Bach just won for the Arcade Fire video Afterlife. And then LeBlanc and Cudmore also won special prizes at that. That was just I think a week and a half ago.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you know, so we're trying to maybe see if we can get like a Canadian show, like maybe before, like on the 17th, see if we can show some of the best of from the Prism Prize down here. So that's a work, a maybe.
That'd be sweet.
That'll be eventually. We'll definitely be able to do it down the road, but getting it together for this year, we're still working on that. So Caroline Bottomley, who is the founder and managing director of Radar Music Videos, which I know you guys have heard of.
And also is has been on this very podcast.
Yeah, that's cool. And she was just down at South by Southwest. I know she did a panel that I could not go to.
Wow, I did not know that, and I was there, and I missed. Wow, I'm the worst. Okay, that's cool.
Doug, you're fired from going to South by Southwest.
Well, it was part of the music program. It wasn't right during film stuff.
Right. I was there for a little bit of the music, but not enough to see Caroline. That's cool though. We were there. We were together in spirit.
Yeah.
So that's sweet. So Caroline Bottomley is another judge. That's awesome. Who else besides Caroline?
This I just think is awesome. Vince Mancini, who is a writer, comedian, and he's the founding editor of FilmDrunk.com. So if you have not heard of him, I would definitely. He's hysterical. He's a very funny guy. But he writes a lot of film reviews and commentary on Hollywood lifestyle. It's good stuff.
And that's FilmDrunk.com?
FilmDrunk.com.
And FilmDrunk on Twitter. That's how I know
him. I think they're tied to UpRocks.
They are, yeah.
Yes.
It's UpRocks.com/FilmDrunk.
Yeah, so that's where I always end up seeing his stuff. It's pretty. He's sassy, very sassy, and so I think he would be a good judge. He judges stuff.
We call Adam Alexander sassy a lot, but I don't think it's.
It's not the same. It's not the same.
No, we different kind of sass.
It's a quiet Canadian style of
sassy.
The French sassé.
And then, so the fourth judge is a guy named David Barbie, and he's a music engineer, producer, musician, and here from Athens, Georgia. But he's also the director of a music business program at the University of Georgia. So he knows a lot of the, you know, actually being able to make a living in the music industry. And but like he's produced some pretty cool stuff like Deer Hunter and Dead Confederate and Sunvolt and Drive By Truckers. And
he produced the Deer Hunter?
Yeah.
That's the that's one of the most depressing movies I've ever seen in my life.
No, the band.
Oh my God. I'm an idiot. Okay. Good night, everybody. I'm leaving this podcast. You guys can enjoy the rest of the podcast. I'll be sleeping.
Watching Deer Hunter.
Yeah, I'll be watching Deer Hunter again. A single tear rolling down my face. So that's a fantastic panel. And we not only had Caroline on, but we also had Ellis Ball right after he directed the Breeze Blocks. Video by Al J. That's right. Which was commissioned through Radar Music Videos and is I think one of their most successful videos that come out of there. A really fantastic video that ended on a lot of best of lists, and a certainly one of our favorite videos.
In 2011.
2011. That's correct. That's great. And then we're. The last one is not confirmed. That should be confirmed relatively soon, and we'll have a slate of five judges, people to judge your music videos. Everybody who has been accepted or will be accepted to Sprockets coming up, and so I went there. So I went there last time, and I booked a hotel room. I can't remember where I booked it. At a place that there was a wedding going on at the same place.
Oh, so you were at the Foundry.
The Foundry, right? Super fancy place. And I get into the box or the lobby or whatever, little place where they check in. And the guy's like, "Oh, this is where your room is." And he circles a place like very markedly off the beaten path of where all the other rooms are. And I'm like, "Oh, really?" And I walk. And so I drive my car over to where the guy circled the place in. And it is like the nicest hotel room I've ever been in my life. It had like a giant living room, like two bathrooms, a sitting room, a whole like kitchen area. And so now when I go back to Athens, Georgia, I'm kind of expecting that level, because I was upgraded surreptitiously by Bethany on the Sprocket staff, who also happens to have a connection to that hotel. So that was pretty sweet.
So that if you get any less, then you'll be really, really upset.
I'm super, super angry. I'm going to overturn tables, that kind of thing.
That would be awesome. Unfortunately, that was just, you know, the first year we were, you know, wooing you.
Mm-hmm.
It was the honeymoon period, sucking you in. And now you're stuck with us. So
the first one's always free. That's the problem.
I picked the wrong year to skip.
And we every time Doug and I go to LA, we stay in like the absolute worst of the worst hotels.
That's not exclusive to LA. That's also the case when we go to South by Southwest or
every time we're just in the horrible worst hotels.
Worst place we do. They just put us in a box with like a little bit of Wi-Fi and no running water, and that's where we stay typically. So
So I texted Doug a picture, and that was just a small part of Athens. Is such an awesome city, and if you are listening to this and you have the opportunity to go, definitely go to Sprockets. We're going to be there. There's going to be a lot of other awesome people there. We'll get to see some great music videos, and it'll be in the summer, and people will be happy. There may be alcohol at some point.
At one time or another.
Right.
I think we'll have a bar or two open.
Oh, really?
The festival. But it gets a little warm in July. So, but there's a pool at most hotels. So that's good.
That's
important. If folks want to sign up for the mailing list, on our website, it's filmathens.net. And there's at the bottom of the page, there's a place to sign up for the mailing list, or you can go to filmathens.net/mailing list, and you can sign up for either our whole mailing list, which includes a lot of, because we're a nonprofit and we do workshops and networking events and things like that that are local, so you, folks may not be interested in that, but there's a Sprockets only mailing list on our website.
And then people should also follow you guys on Twitter, because you have a Film Athens account, and we'll link to both of these accounts in the show notes. You have a Film Athens account and the Sprockets music video account, which I like because the logo is a monkey's head.
Is that a gorilla?
I think it's an ape.
Okay. Both wrong.
But we call it a monkey. So,
okay.
Sprockets has had a monkey involved since very early on. So.
But why is that the logo? I've been meaning to ask.
I don't think it's a very interesting story. I think in 2006 we came up with a call for entries promotion that included the Hear No Evil, Speak No Evil monkeys that were on our call for entries, and it just stuck. So now we just have monkeys every year. We have our own coffee blend. Jittery Joe's, a local Athens coffee roaster, has a special blend that's got a monkey head on it, and the monkey's mouth, like the big smile, is it's a coffee cup. Which, Doug, actually, I meant to tell you, I sent you down a can of coffee, but then you moved. Did you get your coffee in Austin, or did your friend that you're staying with just keep it?
Oh, you sent coffee to where I was staying in Austin?
Yeah.
Oh, holy cow. No, Rich must have it. I'm all over him. I'm going to make sure, because he haven't even told me about it.
Yeah, Rich is hoarding the coffee. He definitely got it.
No, for sure, 100%. Well, he let me stay at his house, so...
That's what I was thinking. It was like, well, if he gets it, then at least it's a thank you for Doug, but...
So you guys roasted in Austin? I mean, excuse me, in Athens?
Yeah, I mean, I don't.
No, obviously not, but those folks do. Those guys.
Yeah.
That's sweet. I want some.
It's very good. It's very good.
I want some. I've become a coffee person. This is a terrible conversation for a music video podcast at this point. Nobody cares what I am.
That's interesting, because this monkey is not, he's not hearing, he's, well, I think he's definitely seeing evil, but he's looking toward a brighter future. He's definitely not cowering in the corner, as monkeys are prone to do.
Anyway. I think that's a graphic from the Planet of the Apes.
Now that's making sense.
Okay. And that was like, you know, that this is a different graphic designer than we had, you know, in 2006. So this is Ryan Lewis, who's been doing our graphics for years now, the last 5 years.
Well, sweet. Well, we'll have all the information in the show notes, and of course we'll be tweeting about it and posting links and stuff like that on the blog in the weeks to come, because if you have a music video, even if it's from 30 or 80 years ago, if you were one of the directors of the ABBA, the original 1970s ABBA music videos, you can submit your music videos to Sprockets.
But we definitely encourage you to.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, the deadline is the end of April. You guys should probably wait until after the 15th deadline, so Sprockets gets more money.
Do that. Forget you. Don't.
But take your time, but not too much time.
Exactly.
Just the day after the deadline. The day after, get it in.
You know, and you know, one of the things that we try and do, because we're a film organization, this is really a festival where we want to focus on the directors. So that's who actually wins the award. You know, we definitely honor and enjoy the bands, because you can't really have a music video without them, but it really is about the filmmaker. And there's not any rules. It's an R show. So for the most part.
So make it happen. Get your crazy stuff in there, especially.
Well, you know, we like a balance.
Because music videos, that's an important thing about the form, is that you can have all sorts of, you can have whatever you want, the craziest stuff you want. And that may transition well into... That's a pretty good transition, actually. We should talk a little bit about, just a handful of the music videos of the week. Because last week we had a really large-scale one with the Lady Gaga GUI video, or Guy, or whatever, however you say it, kind of busting out.
Jai,
that's what I assumed. busting out, like 20 million views, and now I'm looking at the charts, and, we're looking at around, we're back to kind of the normal wheeling and dealing around 2 million views-ish.
Yeah, and the Ellie Goulding is last week, so yeah, Skrillex, exactly. Skrillex is right now at the top of our list. So let's talk about that one, shall we?
We shall. So this is actually, I'm surprised this is at the top, because I know Skrillex is very popular, and actually I know he's popular because I heard him on NPR the other day being interviewed.
Boom.
But this is a music video called Ragabomb by Skrillex, featuring a group I've never heard before, the Ragga Twins.
And they're pretty small. They had like a couple hundred Twitter followers and stuff. They certainly didn't seem to have a massive following, but they fit in perfectly with this song, and this is such a fantastic video.
It is. It's actually one of those rare occasions where like the number one video of the week is also one of our staff picks, and it is directed by Terrence Neal. But an important credit is that it is DP'd by Michael Reagan, who has been on our blog before and does fantastic director of photography work. And I guess the best way to describe this video is sort of this post-apocalyptic ghetto, I guess. I don't know. It's a kind of a post-apocalyptic world, in the way that you see many post-apocalyptic worlds, where it's kind of been reduced to sort of like a what's that movie, District 9? Kind of District 9-ish,
yeah,
kind of feel.
Right. So a lot of like rubble. They're like men in kind of shrouds, collecting wires in giant bags at the beginning of the video, and then they kind of roll around on these awesome stuff. I don't even know what they're rolling around on. What are these, scooters or something?
Yeah, scooters with big cargo holds in the back. But one of the main features of this video is the dancing. There's a few different dancing groups. There's the underground one and then the above ground one, which are, interestingly enough, dressed as marching band uniforms. And this is a pretty fantastic video. It's also really well shot as well.
It's dark. The song is like very hard hitting, and like the lyrics and the music, like the singing is like all like distorted, and it kind of mirrors the like distortion of like the world that these like dudes are kind of living in. It's some kind of like sides have been established. There are a lot of people looking at each other in all angry type, smoking crazy looking cigars. It's a scary place. This is a place I'd never want to live.
And it is worth noting that Terrence Neal is one of the co-directors of Fatty Fatty Boom Boom by Die Antwoord, but from 2012, as well as Babies on Fire from 2012 from Die Antwoord. So this, once I saw those, also all those credits as well, this kind of made a lot more sense. If you go back and look at those two videos, he's definitely a director that, Skrillex is not known as kind of any sort of theatrical guy in the way that Die Antwoord is, but you can tell that he has that kind of flavor in him.
I got to mention the lightsaber duel too at the end. That's kind of the climax of the video right there.
That was unexpected.
Yeah, there is a lightsaber duel. It's awesome.
I think it's so unexpected because of the way this video is shot. It's so rooted in reality. It just seems so gritty and real. Like all the stuff that you're looking at, despite it's like things that are fake and pretend and that are probably you've never heard of. But even despite that, it makes it seems so realistic. And then suddenly, yeah, there are people fighting with lightsabers, which, as far as I know, are not real.
Well, I guess we can. Yeah, the thing is, it's a very real lightsaber duel too. They definitely, it's not like two guys pulling out like lightsaber toy.
I mean, I know the fans of Skrillex like, and I really do like Skrillex, but the glow in the dark stuff. So I don't know if maybe it was a something for them.
That's right.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
Now, I know glow in the dark is part of like the rave
thing. Yeah, glow sticks and stuff.
Which Skrillex would fit into. And it's like, that's the new rave culture, right? Is the EDM stuff, Skrillex.
The new nouveau hippie kind of techno with the...
Adam Alexander knows this stuff. He's our resident Molly user. And so...
I'm on Molly's right now.
Molly's. Can't you tell by the way he just said Molly's?
What are they called in Canada?
Oh,
Gordies.
Are they even a they? I've never done it. I thought that it was a powdery substance. I have no idea, actually.
Man, Doug's zero for a few on this one.
Zero for a few.
So, yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know glow sticks. I never made that connection. I didn't know glow sticks were still a thing. But this actually begs the very important question. And I know Skrillex is obviously doing a press junket now, and he's probably going to be going out on the summer festival tours. Will we see lightsabers at Skrillex concerts?
Yes. I say yes.
I hope
so. It depends how many mollies you've taken.
How much of mollies have you made?
Many things.
We should do the next episode. Everyone's on Molly, and just see how good. The whole video just us, like sounds of us licking our lips. That's just a whole for an hour. People love it.
So this is so number four. I wanted to mention real quick.
So pushing right past Rita Ora, disappointing Adam Alexander deeply. Let's go to Pitbull.
That's okay. We'll go to Pitbull.
Adam, I didn't know you were a Rita Ora fan.
Little sadness.
Well, you know what? I'm not real familiar with her, but I do really like this video a lot. I thought it was a really good one.
She's giving me a Sky Ferreira vibe in this one, definitely.
Adam Alexander does not agree, as he said nothing in response.
Okay,
maybe. Well, this is directed by Francesco Carazzoni. And I liked it. It was a good video. I'm seeing a lot of Rita Ora stuff. We have actually a contributor that's added many, many Rita Ora credits to the database that I would have never completely missed, including appearances in a few Jay-Z and Drake videos.
Just as in there. Interestingly enough that she's in Jay-Z and Drake videos, since Jay-Z and Drake now have beef.
Well, I didn't know about that, but...
that's true. People
but anyway, care. I was talking to my brother earlier today, and he was playing in Miami for, interestingly enough, Puff Daddy's... He's a musician. He was playing for Puff Daddy's party in Miami or whatever. On South Beach.
Jason Anno was there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They should have said hi. I should have hooked them up.
Right.
Which would have been not weird at all. But anyway, the bass player that he was playing with... The next day had to fly to New York to do Jimmy Fallon to fake play an acoustic guitar. He's not even a guitar player, he's a bass player. Fake play an acoustic guitar in the back of this Wild Wild Love song performance featuring GRL. That's the only story I wanted to relate. In terms of the video, we don't need to get into that.
That's the one that you want to talk about with the Pitbull video?
Yes.
Okay, I think you're... And so, that's a great story. So let's elaborate on that a little bit. You have a cool brother. That's first and foremost. We all were thinking that. Right. And then second most, your brother has cool friends. Those are two things I took from that story.
Well, all right, okay. This is a dumb story. But anyway, this is sort of a. I didn't know Pitbull and GRL were hooked up. By the way,
it was an interesting pairing. I agree.
I guess if you're into Pitbull stuff, and it's kind of a mansion video. We've seen many, many mansion rap music videos, and you know what? Let's just cut. The most interesting part of the video is that he's looking at charts, and they're in like a boardroom in this mansion. And he's got like a projector, and they're looking at charts, but on the screen is like an accommodations page for a hotel. Anyway, this is awful.
Think about it. That is what Pitbull does, like when he's not being the king of Miami. He's spending a lot of time looking at charts. I heard him doing an interview on Howard Stern, and he's like, Howard, I love you, Howard, so much. I've just been looking at these charts all my life, and now I'm king of Miami. So, yeah, this was dumb. this
video. So,
I like the category of mansion videos, though. That's definitely...
They're not as easy as you would think to make. I think it takes like, because a lot of rappers in particular try a mansion video, and you look at someone like Colin Tilly, who just knows how to make a mansion video. Like, he probably, Colin Tilley, or at least whoever picks Colin Tilley's location, just like, I don't know how they find these mansion, that, like, not every mansion makes for a good music video. I've seen some mansions that would make for a stinker music video, and all the ones that they seem to find for Colin Tilley music videos are like perfect music video mansions, and it's a talent that we have to acknowledge.
Have you had? Well, actually, I should ask you, Danielle, after you've watched the video, if you got any mansion music video submissions.
Well, you know, it's interesting. Is there's a house here in Athens, and I've seen it in at least two videos. Like, it's like where he's, you know, small area. So I guess the options are, it's like two totally unrelated videos use the same house.
And for their, is it a mansion?
It's a ish. It's more like a big house.
That's a subcategory, the big house rap music videos.
Yeah, right.
There was somebody did a mansion music video maybe 6 months ago, but I'll never forget it because oftentimes I'll have like a dinner, or it's like a dinner scene or whatever. And for this one, whoever was the set decorator had strewn this table with thing. I guess they sent somebody out to get fruits and vegetables that looked interesting, and artichokes everywhere, complete whole raw artichokes, as if somebody was going to be like, well, I guess I'll, you know, like sitting at this table and being like, a whole raw artichoke. What am I going to do with this? I guess
just how I like them.
Yeah.
Just how I like my artichokes
raw and whole. That's the fun thing about mansion videos, is if you kind of start looking at the details, things get kind of funny.
We frequently will see like, oh shit, there's that same mansion from that other video, like all the time. Yeah. But just the exact same setup, exact same everything. It's like, oh, here they are at that weird table again in that same mansion.
I wonder if there's a business in there anywhere, like out in LA, where you could just buy a mansion set up just for shooting and just
you just get like one giant room for yourself and you live in that, and then the whole rest of the house is just constantly allowing people to shoot in it.
Yeah, just make sure it's got a great pool and a really, really big dining room table.
They would make a lot of money from music videos, I guarantee it.
Let's do that. Let's the four of us pool our resources and buy a mansion. We've got it between us, I think.
So now you can say I am of Film Athens, Rockets, and the Music Video Mansion.
Right. That's what we'll call it. It'll be perfect. We won't allow it to be used for any other thing. Oh, you shoot a short film? Well, you're looking somewhere else then.
No. And we'll supply the artichokes. We'll supply fuzzy carpets.
Sometimes I just like to bite into a raw artichoke like an apple. So good on a summer's day. One other music video we should definitely mention, and I'm sorry if this is on anybody's pick list. It is Tolerated by Girl Talk and Freeway, featuring Waka Flocka Flame. And this is directed by somebody who we. One of our first interviews on the podcast, I think he's maybe like 12 or 13, Alan Cordell. And he hasn't directed a video in a while. I was actually surprised to see this come down the pipeline by him.
Yeah, but he did a couple last year, but not, or maybe one or two last year. But yeah, it's been a while since he was a lot more active when we interviewed him.
Right. And you know, I'm sad about that because his music videos are fantastic, and they always have. And we talked about this in the interview with him. They always have this element of surrealism to them, and this one is no different. This is kind of taking a concept that is, a trope in music videos: two guys walking down a street and turning it on its head. They start to get into trouble. They start by like breaking up a wedding on a street. I don't know why the wedding was going on a street, but you know.
It's a music video. The beginning of the video reminds me a little bit of the Todd Onkosawan directed Nobody by Marco Polo and Rusty Jux. Do you remember this one, Adam? They're walking down the street. Evidence brought it up in the interview that we did with him as well. It's two guys walking down the street, basically like bumping into people and stuff. They're like throwing things in the windows, and the windows are just exploding.
Oh, yeah.
So the beginning of this video is very similar to that. girl talking freeway are just kind of walking down the street, and people are bumping into them, and they're kind of bumping back. They start to get into fights with people. They start punching people. Karate dudes come flying out and doing ninja kicks, and then things get a little bit weird, right? One of my favorite parts of this video is when Waka Flocka's verse comes in, and Waka's doing this like weird performance thing with like a clearly fake arm, like not even try to make this fake arm look real. It's just completely made of rubber, and he's just doing rap hands with the fake arm.
You should mention that the fake arm was torn off of somebody else and then thrown into the frame for people who haven't seen the video.
Sure, right. Excuse me. You're right. That is a pivotal plot point.
But then the waiter leans in and he spills some stuff on Waka Flocka, and the Waka Flocka flame pulls the guy's eyeball out with all the attending, you know, like blood and cords that are attached in the eye, and just kind of tosses it aside. And then
what it's called. It's called your eye cord. That's the medical definition.
Don't you got to keep your eye cord healthy. But then after that, it's sort of a free for all. Things get much more violent after that. So yeah, this is a great video. I thought this was this was fantastic, because I am not familiar with Girl Talk in Freeway.
Well, they're actually typically individual artists. Freeway used to be on Rockefeller Records, and he used to rap with Jay-Z. And then Girl Talk is like a DJ who Adam, do you know Girl Talk? I think what he does
he's a mashup DJ.
Mashup DJ, right? Yeah. He takes one man's music and mixes it with another man's.
Very well, too. I would say he's one of the best matchup type artists. I think maybe what's going on here is that he's going to go production, though, and maybe just lay down beats for rappers for a little while. That seems like the direction, because this beat seems to be an original composition.
It is, and he and Freeway have an EP or an album coming out together, which is why we have them on the site as a single artist, because they will be making music specifically together, and it seems pretty sweet. I like this song, and Freeway's always been like a hardcore, gritty style, like in-your-face rapper from back in the Rockefeller days, in the late 90s, early 2000s. And so, I'm glad to see him back, and his beard's looking handsome as ever.
Adam, in terms of what you were looking at this week, is there anything that you would recommend?
Well, you hit on the Girl Talk one, which would definitely be a short list for me. Maybe the Mappe video for Don't Wait.
Yeah, such a good video.
That's just like an awesome, I just found like the fashion in the video was like just like awesome, totally cool. Like everything that everyone was wearing was like really dope. It's a really good video. Really cool track too, a really catchy pop track. So that one would probably be the other one that I would mention off the cuff for sure.
So this is directed by this is Don't Wait by Mappe, I believe. Directed by
Dory Oscowitz.
He's done some really amazing videos, including one of my favorites, Constant Conversations by Passion Pit from 2012, and I'm Shaken by Jack White, also from 2012.
And he also plays Dan S in the Foster the People Houdini music video.
Really?
Yeah, he's the Dan Schneider character in that video, along with Hiro Murai as the Daniel Kwan character.
Wow, okay. Well, yeah, thanks for dropping that on us.
Dropped.
And this was produced by Pretty Bird, which is...
And they verified the credits for us. How about that?
They gave us
Judy Craig, producer at Pretty Bird, blessed us with mad credits on that video. Dropped a bomb on us of credits.
So... I think what's interesting about this video is, Adam, you mentioned the fashion, which I definitely think was really interesting, and it kind of fits into this category of music videos that are about the place that they take place in. The other music video that comes to mind is the Solange video, that Emily Kaibach did.
Nope. She did one.
No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking of the Milena Matsoukas one, also by Pretty Bird, actually.
Right.
Losing You from 2012. Just these ones that kind of take a look at a place and kind of show somebody, you know, show a person in this place. In the Losing You video, it was Solange, and in this one is Mappe and her boyfriend.
Dorian Cobb, I believe, is his name. Right. And I find that there's a really interesting dynamic between the two of them. They're not really like... It's not like I don't know. Their relationship is played out in a very interesting way, where you can definitely see the chemistry and the connection between the two characters without it being really in your face, and they're not necessarily engaging directly with each other the whole time. She's performing the song for a lot of the video. But you still like get these moments, like just this one right here in the screenshot of him like towing her on the pegs on the bike and stuff. There's a lot of meaning in that, like doing that for somebody, and the way that these two characters, like the way her hand is on his shoulder and that kind of thing. Like it's just like you can sense that there's something deeper between these two characters without it being like so in your face. And I love the way that that's played in this video as well.
Yeah, it's not like they're
he's it's not sappy.
Like, yeah, he's not like giving her a rose and she's like, oh, thank you for the rose. You know.
That would be sweet too.
They're holding hands and stuff like that. You know the deal.
So Mappé is actually from Sweden, and I'm very curious to know where this video was actually shot. Do you guys have any guesses just based on the landscape that we see, or do you know for a fact where it was shot?
I'm gonna guess Los Angeles or something. Like I don't, but that's just because where everyone who made it lives.
But it's definitely not Sweden, I hope. I don't know. Or else my idea of Sweden is very different then. Yeah, that's an interesting... She's from Sweden? I had no
idea. Yeah, she totally is. Yeah. She's from Stockholm.
This place that they're walking at the beginning of the video kind of feels like this street that I've seen in a couple other music videos. I actually don't know. This could not be in Los Angeles, but my guess is that it is just because I guessed that.
And one other thing to point out in this video is that this is a pretty good move by the guy. You put balloons on your kind of pigtail dreadlocks, and then they float up. It's a great party.
Oh yeah, I do that with my pigtail dreadlocks.
Danielle,
I would fall for that for sure.
If you saw that at a party, if a guy was like had a balloon on each dreadlock, would you be like, "That's the move. That's what I've been looking for."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I don't mean to put you on the spot, but is there anything from this week that when looking at these videos that you particularly enjoyed?
From these videos?
Yeah.
I mean,
From the week.
Well, you know, I have to mention that on your list of best new music videos, that Kishibashi is on there, and he's from Athens. So, and he had a music video in Sprockets. That it won Sprockets like 2 years ago. So,
really?
So yeah, I just have to get, you know. So that's going to be one of my favorites.
That was such a great video. It's come from a couple weeks ago, but it's still relevant. It's still our Facebook picture.
This is the Philosophize in It, Chemicalize with It video that we mentioned. And which one? Oh, it was the Bright Whites that Brett Vaughn directed. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the one? Oh, yeah, that's a good video for sure, too. That's how I found Kishibashi back in 2012. Yeah, that's a cool one.
Is it really?
Yeah, I always find artists through videos probably 80% of the time. So, yeah, that was my first introduction to him.
I love that. Well, and that was, filmed right here in Athens. And it was, you know, that video is fun because it's a whole puzzle. The director is a friend of mine, and he had this grand idea of making it all different sayings and parables and all of that, and I didn't understand it at all when he explained it to me. It sounded very challenging, and it turned out to be a lot of fun, and he pulled it off. It's a strange, fun video, but there's one video that I saw, and it's a French video that, of course, I can't pronounce. But it's just these two guys on a green screen. It's these French rappers. And let me see if I can pronounce this. Casseur Flauters, directed by David Tomaszewski. How's that? But it's a really cool video. It's just it just gets weirder and weirder. So they're just
Is it Bloqué? Is that the one?
Fay-les-Bacs. That's really...
How do you spell it?
Faisles Backs. So, Next time you guys ask me that, I'll see if I can remember to like a video that I can pronounce.
So there's been a lot of times where, especially back when Adam and I would do a pick of the week at the end of every episode, where I would just not do a video because I didn't know how to say it. I'd like the video so much. It's like, this is such a good video, but nope. Let's not do that one because I can't. I don't know. I can't say it.
Do you have the link?
We got to
get this one in the database, I think.
Hey, we don't have it on not on our website.
Yeah, we got to get it in there.
Yeah.
It will be by the time anyone's listening to this.
Okay.
It's really cool.
It sounds cool. I'm interested.
What is the general concept?
It's kind of just weirder and weirder, more elaborate. Like, they're just standing there kind of rapping and, you know, and then they get costumes and then there's duplicates of themselves and then they get more elaborate costumes and it just kind of adds up.
I liked it. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I found it. Yeah. I'm adding it right now.
Oh, you are? Okay, good.
I'm on it, boys. I'm on it.
It's being taken care of.
And French, you know, French rappers is not necessarily something that I thought that I would dig.
I know rap is big in Montreal. There's actually quite a few rap groups from Montreal. So yeah, I think the French people they do like the rap.
As do the people in Parkland, Florida.
So they're more partial to the DMX. Anything with barking in it.
They like all barking.
I'm like, yeah. I wish they would have some sort of sticker on like the rap CDs that said that have like a little, maybe like a cartoon dog or something, so I know if there's barking in it.
Expect barking.
Explicit barking.
Right.
Yeah, this is you. Yeah, you cannot mistake this for anything else but barking. We should also mention really quick that Jack White has a new album coming out, and he released something that is kind of a music video directed by Ben Swank and Jason Cathcart for Highball Stepper, and it's actually on our top 10 lists, sitting around number 5.
Yeah, popularity wise,
And is kind of like a kinetic video in a way. That was interesting.
Also, they put stuff on speakers in film.
That's right. And we should also kind of give a shout out to director Ife Rivera, who has been on our end of the week top 10 list for several weeks now due to the fact that he is directing a music video for every song off of 50 Cent's new album, and this week it is Smoke. And Doug, you asked Ife on Twitter if what was happening was he was directing a music video for every single music video off of his album, every single song off his album, and he said yes.
He did say yes. He retweeted it and said yes. And I think maybe you say his name as Ife, but that could be wrong. I don't know anything.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, don't you apologize. I apologize, because why would I publicly correct somebody when I'm not sure if I'm accurate?
yeah, that's a little. But Ife or Ife, and he's actually taken over his profile on the site. He's a really great director. He's directed for stuff for like, not just 50 Cent, you know, French Montana, Fat Joe, Lil Wayne, Ashanti. He's got a really interesting rap music videography. So check those out. And I'm not sure how many tracks, because we've seen directors who have gone down this path where they've directed a music video for every single song on an album. And it's I know that it is an unbelievably large amount of work. So good luck.
Yeah, it's intense. Animal Ambition, I think, is the name of the album, out June 3rd, which seems like a while from now. They got a lot of singles, and it's surprising. Like, they keep doing, like, they keep getting a million plus views just every week. And if you go to $50cent.com right now, like, they have it kind of like he's clearly releasing these singles every week as well. He's got like what would be the title scratched off right now on his page, and each week he's revealing a new one. It's really interesting.
excuse me.
And they're doing it all through music videos. You gotta love when an artist, like, clearly an artist who's got a, like 50 Cent, who's still got a really big built-in fan base, to put as much in, you know, into doing all these music videos. And it's not like every music video is just like 50 Cent rapping in a different place. Like these are some of these are pretty narrative or at least conceptual. Like the Pilot music video, 50 Cent's a pilot, and that's awesome. I'd love to get on an airplane. And
please just watch this video. It is amazing. And yeah, and so there's so many awesome music videos from this week that we couldn't get to. Check out, just go to imvdb.com, go to the top of the site, hover over music videos, and you'll get a list of things to take you away to so many different places on the site where you can watch music videos. And you can find all of the ones that we have picked as our best music videos under Best New Music Videos.
And there's a lot of them this week, so
there's a lot of really
good music videos this week. Things are starting to pick back up. April is always when things really start to ratchet up in the music video world. Weather's starting to get hot, and people want to make music videos. That's what people do when it gets hot, make music.
And I should also, I want to plug a sweet new feature that we have coming out, either the day of the release of this podcast or next week. So check out our blog, because we'll be promoting it on there, I guess you could say. So anyway, thank you very much, Danielle, for joining us.
Thanks for having me. This is fun.
And we'll be talking a lot more about Sprockets in the next few months, because it's maybe April now? So it's a few months out, maybe 3 months out, I think.
That is how many months.
I can't.
Yeah, but time's fine. It'll be here in like a week or two. So.
Yeah, exactly. We should probably. Yeah, we'll be here by morning.
Start packing.
yes, please pack your clothes. And you can find. We'll put the links in the show notes for all the places you could find information on Sprockets and when that is happening. And we'll see you guys next week.
Yeah, I think it's cool. So I'm really glad you guys are coming. We'll have to figure out a way to get Canadian Adam down.
We do need to figure out a way to get Canadian Adam down.
Adam, can you stop in Oakville, Ontario and pick up my Nana and bring her down?
We can do that. I could do that. I love Nanas. I love them.
And this Nana is born in Montreal, born and raised in Montreal, 100% Canadian. So you would have a... you guys, we get along.
Sweet. And she's Tim Hortons stops all the way.
Oh my God! Yeah. Well,
and she's
Tim Hortons has a lot of Nana's money. Let's just say that.